So Dave, what he didn't say was, he says, hey, I have this really cool idea, Lent for losers. And he says, you're the first person that came to mind. So I was like, great, I'm glad loser and me are go hand in hand. Most talks that I do are usually like clinics and stuff. So that's an hour. So like you guys like just settle in. We got an hour together and we can go at it. I was kind of hoping Dave would put a whiteboard up here. That way, if things go bad, I can just start putting X's and O's and we can get comfortable up here. Becky said I needed to have full disclosure statement before we started that age has helped soften the edges from a football perspective and helped me crystallize my beliefs and philosophy. So we put that out there. This is an evolution that I've been on. This is my snapshot of my journey, and all our journeys are a little bit different. So you may have a hard time relating. Some of you, this may speak to you also. But together, we all help shape each other's lives. My hope is that something here will resonate with you. Well, all right. Time, it's a theme that my dad and mom and I talk a lot about, and Becky and I, especially looking at the kids, talk a lot about. I believe it's the greatest gift you can give somebody. As I get older, I appreciate time. More and more, I think about how I would like to slow time down. Mm. And I'm thankful for moments in time. I learned this early in life. I didn't think I was going to get emotional there on this one, but 4 days before my junior year, my best friend and a roommate was killed in a car wreck. So August 10th, 1994, all of a sudden you understand what time means. Keep the theme of time in your back as we talk about this. Time's going to keep coming up. So what do you give your time to? I think there's significance in how, what, who you invest your time. The big three. I always talk about those three things, and I always tell the kids that I have a symbol for each. You know, my wife, I always have it across, and you guys that have seen me around, I always have a band. There's the 1-0, Dave. That remind me of the big three in my life. I like to break things down. That's kind of how I work in football. The balance is critical, how those three overlap, and these areas are key in my life. They aren't always equal from a time perspective, as Becky points out to me, but need to be from a significance perspective. All three have ebbs and flows throughout the year, but all need to be present and in proper perspective. All three need time investment. When all are in proper perspective, life is good, and I seem to be able to handle what life throws my way. When they get out of balance, it's tough. Perspective changes. Some background on my family and faith before we get to the whiteboard and the X's and O's of the evening. So my family, my dad is a Lutheran minister. Church and faith was a part of my upbringing. My parents modeled for me a life of service to others. Time and action. I can count on one hand, maybe two, the number of events my parents have missed in my life. 44 years. I didn't realize it back then when I was younger, but I know now. What I do matters. It doesn't matter if it's talking to you or coaching in the state game. Everything matters. Their time and actions have always reiterated what I did mattered, and that's empowering to me. My wife is a giver. And I do take advantage of that, and I apologize. But she also leads the life of service. She is the backbone of our family and keeps us together. She believes in the transformative effect that I can have. Again, That's empowering. This support system that I have allows me to pursue my passion for helping kids. Faith. Church wasn't optional for me growing up. But as an adult, all you kids, PKs especially, realize its importance in your journey in life. I grew up going to Caroline Furnace, Lost and Found, and Winter Celebration, a very active youth group. I was lucky. Bethel is lucky. The youth experience has helped me identify good from bad, right from wrong, and the importance of surrounding yourself with people that had similar morals and values. Those youth experiences helped reiterate what my parents were teaching me. I work in a building with 1,500 kids. There is good stuff going on, but there is also more bad stuff going on now than when I was growing up. And now the good stuff. Football is my passion and my calling, I believe. This is how I minister to young men 365 days a year. It's not a four-year commitment that I make, but a lifetime commitment to each of them. I live in a world that often judges me and our time based on wins and losses. I make it very clear to our guys from the first day that I will not judge them based on the score, a win or a loss, but how we work to realize our potential individually and collectively. Luckily, my faith and family are a rock-solid foundation for me to stand on. Those three scriptures, the one that was started off today, "For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will find it," I relate that to a life of service and how it brings life back to me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. My parents gave me that picture that you just saw when I graduated. It's hung in college, all the houses and outhangs in Becky and I's bedroom, and as you walk out, it greets you. It's a daily reminder that with Christ in my life, I can handle anything. He gives me strength. Do not judge, or you too will be judged. The last scripture helps simplify things for me. Imagine a world where the focus is on service and not judgment. It's not my job to judge. It's not my job to focus on things it's my job to focus on things I can control and do those things to the best of my abilities. It's my job to be a role model. It's my job to love, care, and serve. These next couple slides I pulled directly from our playbook, so Corey, these will pop out to you. We have a very clear purpose statement at Sharando: to make a difference and improve the lives of the kids we coach while empowering them with life skills that give them a foundation for success. That's my why. Happiness doesn't come from the work you do, but rather from the meaning and purpose you bring to your work. We make a difference with a greater purpose, and success often finds us. I and we believe you take each individual kid from where they are and where they enter to you, and work daily to help them be the best version of themselves. Our mission statement, it used to be very, very long, and so I simplified things so we could all remember it. To be 1-0, and Dave referenced that. We never talk about winning, ever. Ever. I'm active on social media. That's the world our kids live in. I use social media to push and reiterate themes and messages I want the kids to see. If you follow me, 1-0 is often hashtagged. Outsiders think 1-0 is winning that week. It's so much more than those to those inside the program. It's everything we do. In football practice, it's winning the practice. It's winning the period we're on. It's winning the rep you're in and the individual. In life, for me, it's winning the day that I have, getting up and working out, making sure I'm teaching a good lesson, greeting the kids with the experience that they need to have, having an after-school lifting program, how I devote my time to that, and whether that was good or bad, making sure that I'm right when I get in the door to make sure I'm one and all with my family. We talk about being fully in the moment. Imagine life if you can be fully present in each moment in time. Be where your feet are. It's about mindset. It's a skill that you can work on and control. Being the best version of you throughout the segments of each day you have. This is our culture. Leadership drives culture. Culture drives behavior, and behaviors produce results. A great culture is belief, it's behavior, and it's experience. It's what you experience from me and what I experience back from you. Alignment of those three are essential. You hear a lot about culture these days. Every team, company, job, church has a culture. It's my job to drive the football culture. So I have a game plan for that. I don't want to leave it up for chance. See if I can see these things up here. The first thing we believe is in competitive excellence. How we behave, we embrace productive discomfort. Our code is energy, effort, execution on the football field, and we want to be fully present in the moment. And the outcome we achieve is a standard of performance. We believe in building people. We behave with social responsibility, academic integrity, love, care, and serve. And I'm going to come back and talk on that one. And what we get is empowered people. We believe in extreme ownership. We behave with no excuses, a disciplined response to events, and we authentically communicate with each other. And what we get as a result is accountability. And we believe in the power of team. We put the team first, we behave with meeting expectations, and we positively affect teammates and others. And as a result, we get an uncommon commitment to each other and the work necessary to achieve our vision. Of what we believe, and I would probably say it's 100 because I believe you need to know how to compete in this life, are life skills. The behaviors we expect are critical to what we believe and the outcomes we are trying to achieve. I want to highlight and focus on love, care, and serve. We'd be here a long time if I touched on all the rest of them. This is how I and we need to behave if we are building people. This is what my parents did for me. This is what Becky and I try to do for our kids. I believe we are called to love, care, and serve. This isn't always warm and fuzzy, all you kids out there. I believe one really big difference in people is, do we choose to love, care, and serve only when it's convenient and easy? Let me say that again. A big difference in people, do we choose to love and care and serve only when it's convenient and easy? This commitment to love, care, and serve is a daily challenge that I look forward to tackling. It's easy to love, care, and serve a kid like Dylan Rivers, a kid that we have that plays down at Virginia Tech. He comes from a great family, has unbelievable grades, an unbelievable work ethic, and most of our players are the same. I have some that aren't as easy. I have some knuckleheads. I have kids that sit on top of a fence every single day of their life. How can I be transformative in their life? How do I need to love, care, and serve them? As I've grown, this struggle on how to reach and be significant in their development is all-consuming. The ones that sit on the fence generally don't have mom and dad sitting in the audience. It's frustrating, challenging, stressful, in the names, we could keep on going. When the pieces come together, for them, it's beautiful. It's life-giving. But when it will not, sometimes it doesn't, and they cross the line in the sand, it's tough. Becky and I talk regularly about when do you give up and move on, knowing that usually you are their last chance. It's not a decision I take lightly. Loving, caring, and serving takes time. It takes time. So, success for me or us isn't measured on Friday nights. It's measured by how many successful husbands, dads, and citizens we produce. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will find it. So, I'm happy to work at being a loser. My hope through this is not only do I find my life, but those I have relationships with will find theirs also. Thank you, guys.